Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stop Walking on Eggshells for Partners, What to Do. When Your Partner Has Borderline or Narcissistic Personality Disorder by Randy Krager is a practical self-help guide for people in intimate relationships marked by patterns associated with borderline personality disorder or narcissistic personality disorder. Building on the wider Stop Walking on Eggshells series, the book focuses specifically on partners who feel confused by emotional volatility, blame, gaslighting, rage, control, or cycles of charm followed by criticism. Its purpose is not to teach readers to diagnose or cure another person, but to help them understand recurring relational dynamics, protect their own stability, and make clearer decisions. Krager combines accessible explanations of BPD and NPD traits with tools for boundary setting, communication, self-assessment, and relationship evaluation. The central premise is pragmatic readers cannot control the disorder or the behavior of another adult, but they can change how they respond, what they tolerate, and how they plan for safety and emotional recovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD and NPD through relationship patterns rather than amateur diagnosis. A core contribution of the book is its emphasis on observable relationship patterns rather than encouraging readers to label their partner casually. Krager discusses borderline and narcissistic personality disorder in terms of how traits may appear in daily life: intense anger, emotional instability, fear of abandonment, blame shifting, entitlement, lack of empathy, gaslighting, or repeated attacks on the other partner's sense of reality. This framing matters because many partners arrive at the book after years of confusion, wondering whether they are overreacting or causing the instability themselves. By organizing the material around behavior and impact, the book gives readers a way to evaluate what is happening without requiring clinical authority. The distinction is practical. The reader does not need a confirmed diagnosis to recognize that chronic manipulation, intimidation, or emotional harm requires a response. At the same time, the book avoids reducing people with BPD or NPD to caricatures. It presents these disorders as serious and complex while keeping attention on the non-disordered partner's need for clarity, safety, and informed choice. Boundary setting as a concrete alternative to appeasement and escalation. The title image of walking on eggshells captures a common survival strategy. In high-conflict relationships, monitoring every word, mood, and decision to avoid triggering rage, withdrawal, or retaliation. Krager treats this strategy as understandable but ultimately unsustainable. The book therefore places boundaries at the center of recovery, not as punishments or attempts to control the other person, but as rules for what the reader will do to preserve emotional and physical safety. This distinction is important because partners in these relationships often believe that a boundary must persuade the other person to change. Krager instead frames boundaries as self-directed commitments, such as disengaging from circular arguments, refusing to accept verbal abuse, or planning what to do when blame and gaslighting begin. The reasoning is behavioral and practical when the reader stops rewarding chaos with endless explanation, apology, or emotional pursuit. The relationship pattern may shift, and even if it does not, the reader regains agency. The book makes boundary setting less abstract by linking it to confidence, self-preservation, and preparation for predictable reactions. Thirdly, communication tools for reducing conflict without accepting distorted blame for readers who remain in the relationship. The book offers communication guidance designed to reduce escalation while preserving self-respect. The challenge in relationships affected by BPD or NPD traits is that ordinary discussion can become circular, emotionally loaded, or detached from shared facts. Krager addresses this by encouraging responses that are calmer, shorter, and less reactive than the accusations or emotional intensity coming from the partner. The goal is not to win arguments or prove reality in the moment, because those approaches can intensify conflict and keep the reader trapped in defensive explanations. Instead, the book points toward validation where appropriate, careful wording, and strategic disengagement when conversation becomes abusive or unproductive. This is a nuanced position. Validating feelings does not mean agreeing with false accusations, and de-escalation does not mean submission. The value of these tools lies in separating emotional management from self-betrayal. Readers are encouraged to communicate in ways that lower immediate volatility, while also maintaining limits around disrespect, manipulation, and repeated rewriting of events. Fourthly, relationship evaluation as a structured process for deciding whether to stay or leave. The book does not assume that every reader should leave, nor does it suggest that commitment alone can repair a destructive relationship. Instead, it presents relationship evaluation as a structured and personal decision. This is especially important for partners of people with BPD or NPD traits, because the relationship may contain alternating experiences of affection, crisis, remorse, charm, fear, and exhaustion. Such cycles can make clear thinking difficult. Krager encourages readers to examine what they want and need, what behaviors are actually changing, what risks are present, and whether their own health, identity, finances, friendships, or safety have been eroded. The reasoning is grounded in reality testing. Hope should be compared with patterns, not isolated promises. If a reader chooses to stay, the book emphasizes tools that may improve stability and protect the self. If a reader chooses to leave, it treats departure as a process that may require planning, support, and attention to safety. This balanced approach gives the book practical value for readers at different stages of uncertainty. Lastly, self-recovery and responsibility without making the reader responsible for the disorder. A recurring theme is the separation between compassion and misplaced responsibility. Many partners in these relationships have spent years trying to understand, rescue, explain, soothe, or compensate for the other person's distress. Krager recognizes the human impulse behind this effort, but makes a clear distinction. Caring about a partner with BPD or NPD does not make the reader responsible for curing the condition or absorbing mistreatment. This is one of the book's most important psychological functions. It helps readers shift from obsessive attention to the partner's motives toward examination of their own needs, values, limits, and recovery. The book also validates the disorientation caused by gaslighting and chronic blame, because people exposed to those dynamics may begin to doubt their perceptions. Self-recovery, therefore, involves rebuilding trust in one's own judgment as much as learning techniques. The emphasis on self-care is not presented as a vague wellness message. It is tied to concrete outcomes: clearer thinking, reduced reactivity, stronger boundaries, safer decisions, and the ability to imagine a life not organized around crisis management. In conclusion, Stop Walking on Eggshells for Partners is best suited for people who are romantically involved with someone who shows persistent borderline or narcissistic traits, especially when the relationship includes volatility, blame, gaslighting, intimidation, or emotional exhaustion. It may also help therapists, support group facilitators, and family members understand the specific pressures faced by intimate partners, although it is written primarily for lay readers seeking practical guidance. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it helps readers name confusing patterns, set boundaries, communicate with less reactivity, and evaluate whether staying is realistic or safe. Intellectually, it clarifies why love, patience, and explanation may not be enough when personality disorder traits shape the relationship dynamic. What makes the book stand out in its category is its partner-specific focus. Many books on BPD or NPD address families broadly, clinical treatment, or recovery after abuse. Krager concentrates on the difficult middle ground where a reader may still love the person, may not have a formal diagnosis, and may be deciding what to do next. The book is careful to combine compassion for mental illness with a firm insistence that the reader has a right to emotional safety, reality testing, and self-directed choice. If you would like to support Randy Krager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.